Learning Masechtas Ma'akan Naf Yudim and Beis. The Gemara starts in the Banim of Yudim and Aleph brings Shemamei Aimei Afilu Sush Shereichav Aleph V'chamar Shereichav Mutu Lipot Tzipanayim B'chayel Shomayit. Even a horse that you ride on, a donkey that you ride on, you let it cut its nails on Chalamayit. Now she says, Kedarik Shoysim Akshul Sism Shalanu Dilay Avinach Yavleit Tzair Avleit Matzi Ozel. If you don't cut the nails, so he'll have pain and won't be able to go. But you can't do it for a chamar of a rechayim. Rashi says, because the whole point is, even though it needs it in order to grind, but the only grinding is mutter to sarah chamayit, so it's a small amount of grinding. So mainly you could use the chamar, it won't bother it, the long nails. And Maskaraz HaGemara is that even chamar of the rechayim is mutter because it's also called a tzarek. Well, kapanim, you see, cutting nails of an animal in Chalamayit is a malacha. And Mamel, it's mutal l'tzarech hamayit. It's not called the Maisa Uman. It's mutal l'tzarech hamayit. But it's also shleil l'tzarech hamayit. That's why the Gemara thought that Chamer d'Rechaya would be aser. Now, what about riding the horse itself? That's a machlokes rishonim. Taisus writes, Sushu rachaval pirish b'taisus l'tzarech hamayit. Mashu sha'asa lirka v'chinam. Now that I ride for no reason, riding horse is also called the malacha. And riding horses also only mutal l'tzarech hamayit. But the Rush, the Beis Yosef Medayik in the Rush, that it doesn't hold the weight. Because the Rush on the din of Sus, Sherech, Aval, Chamar, Sherech, Mutal, Leave, Tisimayim, Bechel, Shemayin, the Rush is like this. Mayim, Be'adam, Sheragul, Berechiva, he normally rides, V'olam, Lechis, Braglim, he's not used to going by foot, V'tzarech, Lirkay, V'tzarech, Hamayin, and he has to ride V'tzarech, Hamayin. So, the Rush explains that the Kimta Vagamar, why are you allowed to cut the nails? Because he needs riding, he's not used to walking by foot, and the riding goof is a tzarech hamayit. Zaytemei says that that sounds like that without cutting the nails, you don't have to ride the tzarech hamayit. You're starting to ride stamazet. There's nothing wrong with riding a horse b'chol. The Rush makes an akimta that the cutting the nails is talking about a case where you need the riding of the tzarech hamayit, and you're a person that's rogel b'rechiv lamed leches b'raglav. It sounds like stamazet. You could ride without it being l'tzarech hamayit, without this tnaim that it's l'tzarech hamayit and it's rogel b'chiv lam lechis b'raglav. That's the deek of the Beis Yosef. And the Beis Yosef says another kula, that even according to Taisa, you need l'tzarech hamayit, teal is called tzarech hamayit. If you're going out to have a good time, you could ride your horse for a chol hamayit trip, and he says that's the minig, that people go and ride the horses for trips to have a good time. And the Gaon says in the Bi'ur HaGra, it's mashman that way, because what's afilu sush shereichav olav? What does that mean? Afilu sush shereichav olav mutalitzis v'nayim b'chel shemayit. What's the rebusa? If you're not riding the horse, so then you're not allowed to take the tzipanayim. So even the horse that you ride on, Teretz says it means even the horse that you stop riding the tile. It's not a business horse. It's a horse that's there for the tile. And that's called tzarech hamayit. But Lamaisa the Beis Yosef writes that the Olam is naik to go also from one city to another city to travel, even if it's not latil and it's not for tzarech hamayit altogether. And he says because they're saying mechan the Rush, because like he was medayik the Rush, that riding horses b'chol not a malacha. The Marichai says no. The Marichai says you're not allowed to ride a horse unless you're going for food, like Eilam HaYechal, or to do Pratmakti B'davar Avod, but stam to ride to another town, if it's not L'tzarech HaMayit, I guess maybe to be in the other town to do business after the Mayit, Ukadayma, so then the Marechai says it's Aser. But Beis Yosef is making like the Rashi, says that Siminig and the Ramah, in Simin, Tavkav Lamed Vav, Sif Aleph, is matic that way, riding horse is not a malacha. But it's an afkamina fatil for taking the Lito Tzipanayim, or like the Rishenim discussed, putting on horseshoes. There Yitaka would need tzarech hamayit, but teal is called tzarech hamayit. Now the Bialacha discusses, what about riding in a wagon? That was the normal way that they rode in those days. Are you allowed to ride in a wagon, not with tzarech hamayit? So the Shulchan Aruch's psak, the Ramah's psak is, riding a horse is mutter even if it's not with tzarech hamayit. And the Bialacha says that maybe riding in a wagon is worse. Because if you rode a horse in Shabbos and Yantif, you're not either any Issa Deraisa, because it's Chai Neisa is Atzmayit. So when you ride a horse, the carrying the horse does is on the chay, and chay neisi is atzma. So it's only nisa derabanan, and merely you could say, chalamayit's b'chal na malacha. But when you ride on a wagon on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you're even Issa Deraisa. This is Issa Deraisa of Mechamer Acha Behemta. It's Deraisa Mechamer because it's not only pulling you, it's pulling the wagon. The wagon is Mechamer Acha Behemta. And maybe there it will be also the Kuliyam, if not Letzerech Amayit. So the Bi'alacha declares to be Mekel because of a Sek Sveka. He says some place can hold the din of Mechamer Acha Behemta is only on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. So Kol Shekhen, it wouldn't be on Chol Hamoed, and that's where Amos Psak and Sim Reish Mevav Siv Gimel. So that's a reason to say it's not Deraisa. And also, maybe Ashtrit's and not Rosh Hashanah Deraisa, it's a Derabanan, there's a whole Shmuz in the Paiskim about it, and by a Karmelist, it wouldn't be Nissa Mecham Racha Behemtai, but declares, because he's always very Chayshish for the Tzad, that they are Deraisa, but declares that they have this Svek Sveka. But L'chay, you could say another reason why going in a wagon is Mutter. Because we spoke about Barichos and Avezim and Beis, that when it says Malacha Cholamayi, the Gemara there says that Malacha Cholamayi Mishum Tircha Asru, that the Malacha was Asru B'Cholamayi Mishum Tircha. In declaring a Shaila, does it mean that the Lamed test Malachas are all Asru, except if you have the Heter of Tzarech Hamayid, or you have the Heter of Davra Avid V'chuli, or does it mean there's a special din Malacha Cholamayi, which is totally in Tircha? L'maisa, we do find that the Olam is Mekel with Eitzah. Now, people don't empty out their pockets of Chol Hamoed. Let's say they go with the wallet, and in the wallet, there are things in the wallet, which is Zichah not L'tzarech Hamoed. And if there'll be a Malacha called Eitzah on Chol Hamoed, which you'd have to be Makban on Eitzah, and only L'tzarech Hamoed it's Mutter, so then, it wouldn't be Mutter, you'd have to empty out the wallet and make sure you're only taking the things that are L'tzarech Hamoed. Or if you have you have keys in your pocket, which now you don't need, V'chuli, and you don't take it out of your pocket. You have to empty out your pockets, and people don't do that. And we brought this in Me'iri and Afid Ches, which is Mufurish HaRetzah, is Mutter and Chol Hamoed. Ba'al Kopanim, so this is what L'chaira, Yesh L'tzadet Eid L'Hakel, that the Isser of going in a wagon, the Isser is Haitzah. The Mechamer Echa Behemto, which he says is the Raisa, is because the Behemah is doing the Malacha of Haitzah. If you cause the Behemah doing Malacha, that's an Isser the Raisa, Shvis is Behemto. So, right? So, if a tzah is not considered a malacha chol hamoed, so going on a wagon wouldn't be a malacha. So that was a shmuz. The Beis Yosef said, "This is a machlokes rishonim. Going on a horse is not a vart of chayin oseh atzmai. So it is going on a horse called a tircha, a type of a malacha, a tircha, which is asur on chol hamoed. And that the Beis Yosef says it's mutter. It's a machlokes rishonim. We pass and it's mutter." So who then going on a wagon is mitzvah even less of a tircha than riding a horse? So it's mutter. As I can mitzvah design. Anyway, the mechaber is saying. Anyway, the bealocha comes out. It's mutter. Also smek sveka. We have another heter. Now I saw in the dershu Mishnah Berurah he brings from Mishnah Mizam Obach that even driving a car he says is not considered a malacha chol hamoed because again, what's the malacha of driving a car? Havara lav dafka. Like we said, could be a matter strike a match. On Chol Hamoed, not Letzerech Hamoed. It's not a Malachah Shel Tircha B'chlal. Shaz, if driving is a Tircha, maybe driving is more of a Tircha than going on a horse. Vesminisht. He was Mesupik about it. He brings others from Nisan Karel, it says, before he says it's a Malachah, it's only with Letzerech Hamoed. He brings from Rashi Feinstein held that way. Now, this thing is like this. The Rosh says, Lagabe, riding the horse, Va'ifen, that it needs Letzerech Hamoed. In other words, this is what we explained. The Rosh holds you need Letzerech Hamoed, Al Kapanim, when you're cutting the toenails of the horse. Or doing that type of thing, which is a malacha, and the Rosh says it's somebody who's lamed berechiva ve'ena lamed leches beraglav. He's ragel berechiva. So the shaila is, what about by a car? If you could walk, let's say you have to go somewhere, letzarech hamayin. Do you want to go to the grocery store to buy some food, letzarech hamayin? And it's a few blocks away, and you could walk if you want, but you'd rather drive, or you want to go to shul or kedema. So he brings there the Nedirshu and also the Chol Hamoed, the Sefer Hilchos Chol Hamoed from David Zucker brings Pesachim from Moshe Feinstein, Yaakov Kamenetsky also, that no, if a person, Lamaisa, it's much harder to walk than to go by car. Lamaisa, you're allowed to take a car if you're going with Sarah Hamoed, even if you could walk. But we mentioned though, there is a tzad that even driving a car, even though abandoned by Yontif and Shabbos would be Nissa Deraisa, it's a malacha deraisa for Shabbos, but lamaisa by Chol Hamoed, kamaklein is not a malacha. Maybe it's the same as riding a horse. It's arachim v'zeh. Now, also in the etzim din that the Rosh and the Shulchan Aruch brings us down, the gabe neitel tzipar neraglov. It's only a person, adam shlo niso leches beraglov. He's not the type to go by foot. He's not used to it. Now, let's say he is, but he'd rather go by horse. Is that called the Tzarech HaMayin? Sounds like it's not. It sounds like to be Mesakin the Tzarech HaYasus, if he could go by foot, can't do it. Is that called Tzarech HaMayin? So only if he Lanisa Leches Baraglav, then you could do it. So I saw in the Seif Ilchus HaMayin from Rav David Zucker, he has in the Biurim at the end, Simon Dalid, he says, sometimes you find this thing, that not everything you decide you want is called the Tzarech HaMayin. The Mashal here, where if you're okay going by foot, you just would rather go by horse, and then it's not called the Tzarech HaMayin. We'll see if find in Siman Tav Kaf Lamed Hei Sif Aleph that when the Isser of moving the furniture, moving house, that you can't go from one chatzer to another chatzer, it's not called Tzarech HaMayin, even if the house in this chatzer is a Shvacha house, a Ku'ura, and you want to go to a house in the other chatzer, that's no, but since it's livable, that's not called Tzarech HaMayin. Also in Siman Tavkuf Mem Dal Sifkan Aleph, we spoke about this, that you'll have to be Mesak in a Merchit Shal Rabban, that's called Tzarech HaRabban, but what about a Merchit Shal Yachid? That even a Maisa Hedid, the Magid Ram says it's Aser, because who needs a Merchit? You can go without a Merchit, so you go to another place. Even though, of course, you want to go to this Merchit, and you do want to take a bath in the Merchit. But you do find sometimes that even a small thing is called Tzarech HaMayin, like writing a Ger Yishalim, it's called a Tzarech HaMayin, just writing a friendly letter to someone, or it says you're combing the hairs of a horse that you're riding on it, even just to make it beautiful, to make it aesthetically pleasing, is also called a Tzarech HaMayin, even though that's certainly not such a big Tzarech. So, his idea is, his take is, that depending on how much Tircha the Malach is, that's how much Tzarech you need. It's a sliding scale. Can't say. The nice that we have, the Gemara in Yud Beis says, Halachas Chalamayit is a Kuris, Mein Lemeidim Zumizum. So it could be, sometimes we matter something for a small Tzarech, and sometimes we need a larger Tzarech to be matter. It's hard to be magged the exact Agdar of Tzarech HaMayit. It might change from Malacha to Malacha. So that's the sugya of riding the horse. And now let's see the sugya of pragmatia. The Gemara says pragmatic kolshu is aser, and Rashi says it's aser lasa skari b'chal shmeid. You can't buy and sell commodities on chalamayid unless it's a tzarech hamayid. The Rashi says a lashin that the iser liknes skari l'meich is aser afil kolshu mishum tircha. That means b'etzim is b'chalal na malacha. Pragmatia is an iser of tircha. Now on Shabbos and Yantif there is an iser derabbanan of pragmatia of shemi yichdeif. But that doesn't apply to Chalamayit. Chalamayit, the Issa is Mishum Tercha. That's what it says in all the Rishayim. Some bring a Nemukiyasa B'Shem the Raivat, the Issa Shem Yichta, but he doesn't mean it. It's a mistake. He writes the Issa by Yantiv Shem Yichta. By Chalamayit, the Issa is not Al Shem Yichta. This is Al Tercha, like it says in the Rosh. The Magen Avraham brings it. All the place can bring it. It's not a Malacha B'Chlal. Now, there are Rishayim because of that say that they only acid Bishuk. They only acid public commerce. But to buy and sell something in your house is mutter. As I state in the Rekeach, the Baal Rekeach says that someone who has an item to sell, he's allowed to sell it b'tzina and chalamayit, because on Shabbos there's no skilo occurs, it's just an issur shavus. So memel it's not a malacha, and by mayit it's only nisr of malacha. Here, there's no malacha, it's just dibur. And dibur is mutter chalamayit. So memela, b'tzina, it's a heter gomer. Vaisus heals, the whole issur is came like an avshim milsa. And b'tzina, it's mutter. And the augur also writes, it's the b'tzina brings it. The rekeach and the augur that say that b'tzina, it's mutter. Because since the whole issur by Shabbos is just issur derabanan, by mayit there's no issur b'chlal, ayin fine per makti is asa. That means, out of the house, the Yireim also says it. He's saying a slightly different reason, but these three Rishayim. Now the Beis Yosef says that the Rambam and other Rishayim don't make any chiluk. They say Makdi is Aser. Baishas they hold even Mitzinah is Aser. But he says in Maridika Kula, he says, let's say you could get a huge profit. He says, if you get a huge profit, then you could be Simlech on the Rishayim, the Rekeach, and the Ogur, and the Yireim, and sell it. Mitzinah, has to be Mitzinah B'Tech Beisai. But you should make sure to spend at least a portion of it. You should spend it on Yom Tov. You should spend on Yom Tov more than you were planning on spending. And that's what the Ramah brings in Sif Aleph. So that's the Gevaldik Kula. And some Rishayim hold B'tzinah per Makdis Mutter. And the Beis Yosef and the Ramah are Seimach on it when it's a huge profit. Now, second thing is, Taisus discusses, is lending money, Pragmatia. Now, in those days, The days of the Rishonim, the Ikka Mischar, the Ikka Mischar the Eden had, was lending money to Goyim, lending beribis. Taisus says, Rabbeinu Yaakov ben Tam held that lending beribis is mutter chalamayit. So you could keep your money lending business open on chalamayit. And the Rush brings it, and the Rush says that the Re brought, had a tshuva, where he quotes this Rabbeinu Tam, like Taisus here, quotes a Re from the tshuva with Rabbeinu Tam. And he writes there that the Re wrote like this, Me'achar Rabbeinu Tam was matter, V'roi v'nei adam noyigam ha'heter, ein b'yadil ha'selahem. Since Rabbeinu Tam was matter, and everyone's noyig ha'heter, most people are noyig ha'heter, I can't answer it, v'amach malatzer tavo l'bracha, and I tell them, the people who are lending money in Chalamayin, that the ribbis from the first week, they should get it, and they should use it for extra Simchas Yantav, like the Yerushalmi, we'll speak about this Yerushalmi by Schayra, that allows one to do Schayra if you need it for Yitzhas Yantav. You should use the ribbis for Yitzhas Yantav. Now the Rosh, after he quotes the Tshuva of the Re, he says that in Germany, in Ashkenaz, the Yorei Dvar Hashem were Neig and Issa Balvas Ribbis Tanachir B'Cholamayin. They were Neig Issa in Germany, at least the Yorei Dvar Hashem. And the Rosh says that in his house, and he says the reason why the Rosh was Neig Heter in his own house, the Rosh says, is because of Dover Ovid. That why? Because the people would come to the house and ask them for the loan. If you tell them, sorry, we're closed, so they'll go to a different Yid. So male will end up being the customers of the Yid. You lose a customer. You're losing a customer, that's called the Pseida. That's what the Rosh says. So it's a Machlekes. The Maisa, the Ramban and the Ridva here both say that it's Asir. The Ramban and Ridva hold it's Asir to lend the guy in Beribis. But the Beinu Tam held it was Mutter. And the Re said, Ein B'yad Lesser. And the Rosh said that Batsim, he says, it's us. Batsim, he would be Machme in Germany. But he says, it's Mutter al Stavar Avot, because you lose the customer. Now the guy Yisrael over there says that you should do it for free for the first week. And only charge him if he has it more. And Lechari, what he means like that, that's not a davar avod. The davar avod is you might lose the customer. Well, if you lend it for free, you certainly won't lose the customer. He'll tell him, I want to lend you free of charge for the first week, because now it's my holiday. But if you're going to keep it after the holiday, then you have to pay ribbis from then on. The Torah also brings that from the Maram. I would imagine the Rosh holds like this. The Rosh holds that if lending is an issa schera, that's a lending is asa. It makes no difference if you charge ribbis or not, but again, there is a schera. I guess what you're going to have to say, Shad in the Rosh. Now the Chuvah's Rosh explains, what's the difference between loans and pragmatia? He says, the reason why it's a terechah by pragmatia is because there's a lot of haggling, a lot of discussing the price. The price is the big issue. And being involved in getting the right price is a big avodah. And also, what's going to happen is, sometimes you're going to lose, they're going to take advantage of you, right? Sometimes you're going to lose the negotiation, and then you'll be all upset. The marshal, you'll sell something, and you'll end up saying, oh no, I could have made so much more money. Or you'll buy something, and say, oh, I paid such a higher price for it. But the marshal, lending ribbis, he says, is not a problem at all. That's the gemal de gesimcha. It's the chalal, not a problem. There's no tircha at all. That's where they will make them. So, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that, like the Re, in other words, like the Re in the Rush. He's not Makel B'Pshitus, but he says, first of all, if they come to you and you're afraid you'll lose the customer, then it's Mutal Stavar Avon, like the Rush said. And second of all, even if they don't, you could be Makel if you're going to spend the money on Sarach Yadav, which you wouldn't have done without it. But that's what he says. The Achrayim say that Huadin, Ashtekel Chiddush, Huadin, you're allowed to give the Heter Iska on Cholamayit. I guess Huadin V'Huatam. Let's say you're a person that lends people money with a heter iska, you're allowed to do that on Cholamayin and take the ribbis. It's the same thing, and again with the same tanaim that if it's a davar avod, you lose the customers, then you're allowed to do it, and if it's not, you should spend the revach of that week on tzarchei yamtiv. Now Taisus also talks about with davar avod. The Gemara says amrei beisav avin bedavar avod mutter, and Taisus says that something which you lose the keren. In other words, let's say you have merchandise, and if you don't sell it now, you're afraid you won't be able to sell it altogether, or you'll sell it at a loss. So you're being mafsid from the keren. If you're mafsid from the keren, that's called the davar avod. But let's say, if you sell it now, you'll sell it for a higher price. And if you sell it after yontif, it's not the pshat you're going to, in our pshat you're going to take a loss from the keren. The pshat is, you won't be able to sell it as much revach. That's not called a davar avod, because that's not losing, that's just not gaining. Minyas HaRevach is not a davar avod. And Taisa says, Koshkein, to buy a skir, you can get it for cheap now, you get it for more expensive after yantif. That's not called a davar oven, that's just called you won't be able to gain as much. The Rambano solves that way. The Rambano Ifanot, it says, Piskei Dinim Lachiz Yantif Chalos Shemayit, it's printed here in Mayit Katan, and he says that you have the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph and Aleph that says about getting the fish, that's not called the davar oved because it's just menias erevach. So he says, and he brings rice, but he asks a kasha from Yerushalmi. The Rishayim bring Yerushalmi, says the guy that brought the Yerushalmi, that a shayara, you're allowed to buy from them a chalamayit. You have like a caravan that's coming, a gypsies or whatever it is, that they have schayra, which they don't come too often, and you get very, very good prices. So memela, you're allowed to, it says. So why do you say it's not a davar of it? It's just an opportunity for getting a low price. And Taisus also says, not called a davar of it. So the Ramban says like this. The Ramban says it depends. If there's something which you don't need that item is something which you can make money on. So here you have an opportunity in Cholamayit to buy this item for very cheap, but it's not an item that you need. It's just you can make a lot of money. That's aser. That's not called a davar of it. That's menias erevach. Even though it's a rare opportunity for a big revach, that's not called a davar of it. That's what the Ramban holds. So what's the case we could buy from the Shayara? You're buying necessities. These items you're buying from the Shayara, items you're anyway going to buy. You're going to have to buy them. For necessities for yourself. They're not for business purposes. And Mimela, you're going to have to lay out money for these necessities. And here it's going to be less money. That's called the davar avot. Because you're going to have less money in your pocket. If the chat is, it's a business thing, can't do business, Chalamayit. I can make tons of money. That's not called the davar avot. That's Menias HaRevach. But if it's a thing where you have to buy the necessities, so it's called a davar oved. If something which you have to pay $100 and now you get it for $10, so that's called a loss of $90 because it's something that you need. That's the Ramban's chilek. But the rush is not the way. The rush is more mekel. The rush is it depends if it's matzah or ain't a matzah. If it's something which you could have this type of harvacha afterwards, you punk out the harvacha now. Got a great deal, right? But these great deals come. It's not a great deal which you believe you'll never get again. You probably won't get again. You'll get this deal later. It's a child getting it now, getting it later. That's not called the davar avod. But if you have a deal now which you're not going to get this deal b'chlal, that the rush calls the davar avod even if it's just to be maviach. The Rambam's mashin way yosef. The Rambam in Hilchos Yantif Perek Zayin Hilchos Beis, when he brings down the Shayaris, says, Eineis Yisrael b'mayid ben limka ben liknais v'mayid davar avod she'enu matzi tamen ach lachar mayid. It's not matzi tamen. Again, svinas ha'shiyar shebo ha'yishem evak shem latzei se'mechar b'zul lacha b'yeker. You have ships or shiyaris that are coming or are leaving and they're selling with a high price or buying, selling with a low price or buying with a high price. Ha'yishem mut liknais elimkar. So Shulchan Aruch paskins both these. And Shulchan Aruch paskins, if there'll be a hefzid b'kar in its mutter, but there it's mutter, even if it's a suffix hefzid. That's what the Mi'alacha brings. When there's a hefzid for the Karen, if there's a possible hefzid for the Karen, that's going to be mutter even by a suffix. Now, if there's a thing which is a davish ain't a matzi, then you need its taka ain't a matzi. Lamash, like he says, you have the Yom Shuk. If the Yom Shuk comes at Cholamayit, you can't sell and buy in the Yom Shuk, even though you get better prices, because you'll have the Yom Shuk after Cholamayit. If you have something which you won't have this thing after Cholamayit, so then it's mutter. So the Ramban holds not the way. This is the Machlekes. The Ramban holds the whole Yisayid of the Hetev Shayara is when it's a necessity. So there, paying more for necessity, that's called the Davar Avot. Mashenken, when it's a business deal, even a one-time opportunity, that's not called the Davar Avot. But Lamaisa, we paskin, Shulchan Aruch paskin, like the Rush, like the Rambam, that a one-time business opportunity is called the Davar Avot. Now there's also another Yerushalmi, which you're trying to bring down, a whole story in the Yerushalmi, but basically that you're allowed to sell something b'mayid if you need the money in order to be mesameach in the regal. So the Beis Yosef is a shayla exactly how vayda goes. The Beis Yosef brings down that if you have plenty of money, but you say, listen, I'll tell you what, I'm going to sell my merchandise and I'll spend more money on yantif than I want, than I was planning on. So that you can't be matter. If you need money, if you have a little bit of money, and you can't afford spending so much, and you're going to sell this, you'll be able to afford more, that's what's the heter of the Yerushalmi. You won't have to borrow, you won't have to be shalom and abriyos, that's what Shulchan Aruch brings down. But stam, to make a blanket heter, that anyone who's selling, if you're going to use it for yantif, it's mutter, avad not. Now the Taz says a very interesting thing. The Taz does expand the heter. He says when the Beis Yosef limits the heter, he means a gvir. If you have a gvir, and he's going to make a big business deal and say, I'm going to spend it, I'm going to buy the fanciest foods for Yom Tov, that you can't do. You can buy the fancy food for Yom Tov without the business deal. But let's say you have a regular guy that's, you know, he's not struggling. He's a... but, you know, everyone needs a little panasa. So then, everything's called Kadei Chayim. Everything's called Kadei Chayim. He says, you find that, you know, you let it take ribbons from the guy's Kadei Chayim. He says, everything's called Kadei Chayim. Everything's called Kadei Chayim. Unless you're a big veer. So the Maaser of the Taz would allow you to buy, to sell things on Chol HaMoed, as long as you're not a big veer, if the selling is going to help you with spending more yontif expenses. The Be'alacha says that the Narsholem was mefakfik on it, and the Narsholem brings the right from the Mardechai. Later on in the Masechet of David Gimel, it says, the Gemara says that someone's allowed to sell Vatim Haman Avadim if he doesn't have what to eat. And the Yishalmi, and the Mardechai says that the Yishalmi's mash mitzapshei doesn't have what to eat mamish. He has what to eat betzimtzum, but he wants to have more. He wants to have a revach, so he should enjoy yantiv. He brought the Yishalmi. So it sounds like, but it's talking about someone with the Gemara calls him ein l'mayechal. He's tight. He's tight, and the taka can't afford it unless he sells it. But the Tazel's not that way. The Tazel's, even if he could afford it, but the pshat is, he's not rolling in money. It's going to be helpful. The Rosh brought the Yerushalmi b'negeya to lend money to Goyim, that you could be samech many times, but seer of the Yerushalmi, if you're going to spend the fiyantim, that sounds a little bit more like the Taz. That as long as l'maisa gered, you're not rolling in money, you're not an osher muflug, and l'maisa is going to be helpful, you could do it. Shall we paskin? Mishmur brings both days. L'maisa, the Gemara in the end brings Ravina, which had a iska that was sold with 6,000 zuz, and he didn't sell it, and he found 12,000, and after the end he sold it for 12,000. So Yishayim explained, it was a davar of it. Why? Because he wasn't sure he'll be able to sell it afterwards. So there was a head to him to sell with 6,000 zuz, because he might lose the keren. And l'maisa, he didn't, he was machmer, and he ended up, he was able to sell it for 12,000 zuz, he got a big sky for it. There's a tshuva Shri Magash in Sima Kuf Mem Hei that he learned from here that it's royal hachmer. If you have a dover of an achal amayin and you want to be machmer, and you say, listen, I know it's mutter, it's called a dover of it, but I want to be machmer, I don't work in achal amayin, even by a dover of it. He says, my says, as I before this gemara, you could say, maybe it's a chumr shel shtus. My says, it's mutter, and you're going to lose money. But he says, no, vices from that Gemara, no. It's the right thing is to be machmer, don't do the machmer davar oven, and v'keit, you'll see, you'll get skar kofa b'elam hazeh, l'vad the rav v'tu v'tzaf on l'elam habah.